Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coaching carousel continues as the Saints are still looking to hire a head coach, while other teams are already filling vacancies for their OC positions as well as defensive coordinator positions. And we can look at the Raiders because Pete Carroll might be reuniting with Daryl Bevel. He is currently the Miami Dolphins quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator. But if you recall, he was Pete Carroll's offensive coordinator during their Super Bowl appearances in 2013 and 2014. He actually held the role from 2011 to 2017. So possible reuniting in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it seems like this is one of those moves that probably will or need to happen. Pete Carroll's one of those guys that likes to keep people around him that that he's dealt with well in the past. And obviously, when you have a track record with some of these guys, and it's a pretty good place to be a passing game coordinator these days to be part of your list. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what the immediate future holds for Pete Carroll. Now, he's come out and said very blatantly that this is not a rebuild, that I'm ready to hit the ground running right now, that we are going for it right now. So this seems like a move that you do whatever's necessary to kind of make because he trusts him to get it done right now.
Yeah. And, Pete Carroll brings something that team hasn't had in a very long time. Just not only stability, but the energy, the attitude, the winning attitude, right? Just this belief system. I'm not knocking Antonio Pierce or Antonio Pierce, the other guys I don't really care about, but not knocking them, but it's just different. It's a different vibe.
They didn't have a quarterback. Like I am just.
Well, that was an organizational decision. Where was Antonio Pierce in that decision?
Yeah,
I would like to think that he had a say in that. I would like. Now
you
I'm not saying
like
he did. But yeah, that's one of their things. And now that Tom Brady's involved, that's going to be one of the first things they want to fix. Now,
a lot of Super Bowl rings in that building.
Where do they look to fix it?
Yeah.
And there's talk that Russell Wilson had wanted to go to the Raiders last year, but didn't. Would he be willing to go there? Would they bridge that with Bevel and Russ and Pete Carroll? Because Russ is going to be a free agent, and somehow it backed his way into a Pro Bowl, which apparently the whole league does these days, but.
We'll just bring on the Seattle reunions. Here's Pete Carroll on a potential one with Russell Wilson.
We're just in the midst of just trying to, find the puzzle pieces, not even putting them together yet. So I can't even say. I mean, guys are still – free agency hasn't come yet. That's the first competitive opportunity that will occur. And then the draft is coming. We'll have that opportunity to do things. I can't tell you right now. I mean, I could I could guess, but it would just be a guess. So, but I promise you, if you're a real competitor, you're not letting options get away from you. So we're going to consider every option as a possibility.
Yeah, Denver's not paying him anymore, right? Like, they're done with that. Is that right?
I don't think so. I think they might have. I think
still have another year.
I think they might be still getting a cap hit. They didn't. They took it all in 1 year, so they did last year.
Which is smart.
It was already paid to him. It was just he'll get regular money this year.
I'm curious to see what that is. What's regular money for Russell Wilson? You know what I mean? Is it Derek Carr money? Is it $30 million? Is it Baker Mayfield money?
I don't think Russell Wilson's played.
Careful what you say here.
He was good early when he started last year, but it definitely went downhill. I mean, they lost six straight games, and he wasn't great during a lot of that. So was Snoop Huntley one year.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that like it's at quarterback, the Pro Bowl is just means less these days because nobody ever goes.
Well, and you're not actually quarterbacking, right? You're just doing throwing competitions. So I don't know. We'll see.
So I'm looking at CBS Sports right now, and this article is by Cody Benjamin, and the title of it, the headline, is 2025 NFL QB Matchmaker. And so he says Sam Darnold to the Jets, Kirk Cousins to the Browns. What do you all make of Kirk Cousins? Ending up in Cleveland.
I just don't see how that's possible, financially speaking, for Cleveland. I mean, they're not cutting Deshaun Watson, guys. They've already restructured his contract. His cap hit, it would be enormous if the dead cap would be enormous if cut. He's taking up, I think, at least $40 million.
Well, wouldn't they owe him something here? I guess the point that Cody's making in this is that quarterbacks, I guess, aren't going to command a ton of money. Like, basically, they're not going to have to probably pay him a lot if they could just get him on a 1 year rental, is how he kind of phrased it.
So he would have to be cut here.
Yeah, he'd be the same situation as Russell
and
Wilson.
They're kind of refusing Atlanta. I'm not saying they're refusing, but they have pretty much said, no, we're not going to cut him. We're going with our back unless he demands it. And then I think they would try to trade him and say, well, no, but he has no trade.
But I was going to say, let me push back on that and just tell you, if Cleveland comes around to Terry Fontenot and says, hey, we'll pay $5 million of his salary next year, aren't you saying yeah? Like, aren't you saying, like, if y'all can talk him into it, yeah, go ahead?
But here's the deal. Why would you do that? His cap hit is going to be 40 for you. His base is $27.5 million. If you trade him, you're not paying his base salary. You're only paying the guaranteed money that is owed to him. So Cleveland would have to pay the $27.5 million. Why would you pay $22 million of it when you could say, well, we've already allotted it for us. We're already got a cap. The cap hit, the dead cap would be $65 million if you did that, unless you did it after June 1st. So there's no reason to trade him unless you do it after June 1st. And I'm not paying any of his contract because now I'm paying $70 million cap hit for him.
Well,
not doing that.
My point is if you can save any money by trading him, you're going to do it. And
him to go play somewhere else that.
But the next part of that is, I don't know if I'm Kirk Cousins. Do I want to waive my no trade clause to go play in Cleveland? Like, is that really what I want to do? I want my family's here. We've kind of settled in. I don't mind being part of this organization.
So, well, then who else? I mean, the another point he makes in here is basically Derek Carr going to the Colts. So, okay, let's say Derek Carr possibly leaves to go to the Colts.
That just makes some sense.
I know. I'm just telling you what the article says. But if that were to happen, then could Cousins end up in New Orleans?
Well, no. I know. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you trade him before June 1st,
I mean, I'm just thinking about what's open, right? Because the Jets need a quarterback.
Yes.
And if that scenario happened, then you could say the Saints would need a quarterback. Who else is in the market for the Browns? Obviously, in the market for a quarterback.
Here's the deal.
Well, I guess they have to be.
If you trade him before June 1st, your dead cap is $37.5 million. You save $2.5 million. There's no way in hell I'm paying $5 million of that and eating. Now I'm in a deficit. Now I'm in the red for $2.5 million when I could have been in the black for $2.5 million. If you trade him after June 1st, your dead cap would be $12.5 million this year, $25 million next year, and you save $27.5 million this year. I'm not trading him to New Orleans And I'm not cutting him and allowing him to go to New Orleans and taking – and if I do, it's going to be after June 1st where I save money. Actually, you don't save any money. You basically break even this year and then because you'd pay $40 million. That is bad. That is bad general managing is what that is.
Well, New York needs a quarterback, right?
Well, dude? I was going to say, since it's Which One Wednesday, let's just throw this out there. If you had to guess right now, both of y'all, if you had to guess right now, is he going to be the backup quarterback for the Falcons next year?
If I had to guess right now, I'd say yes.
I would too.
And the way it looks right now, I would say yes.
The way you broke it down, then yes, I would say yes. Also, just touching on the fact, too, that from what we know about him, he's a competitor. So I know our minds are already thinking this job is Michael Penix's job, but that's probably not what's going through Kirk Cousins' head if he's going to.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay here.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think he's a competitor too, but I don't know that he's willing to just do whatever he has to do to go start week one next year. Like, that just, he doesn't strike me as that guy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's like, no, I still have something left in the tank. He's older. He's made a lot of money. He just doesn't strike me as a guy that's willing to waive his no-trade clause for anybody and go into any situation. I don't see that happening.
I don't know what the best situation would be out there. I don't know if you want to go to the Giants. I would say the Jets would be the most appealing thing based, at least on Aaron Glenn and him coming in. And what was that headline I told you? It was like new green energy.
Yeah, I love it.
What they put it as. But yeah, I don't know. The teams that need one, I don't know what you guys would deem probably the sexier place to land if you're going to try to waive your no trade clause.
There's just a number of guys that you wonder, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is that guy, Kirk Cousins is that guy. Like, what's the landing spot and how bad do they want to play next year and be a starting quarterback week one?
I would think Kirk Cousins has more of an upside than Aaron Rodgers does. But I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Based on what we saw at the beginning, if we're taking that first part of the season.
If you get early Kirk Cousins, yes, because I think he's a better locker room guy as far as uniting the locker room and fits in with the entirety and doesn't come in and kind of make demands. But I think Aaron Rodgers, to me, looked like he had as much more, probably a little bit more physically at the end of the year than Kirk Cousins definitely showed. But if I'm Kirk, I'm not going anywhere that's not a contender. I just assume sit at home, make my money, and be around my family and be on a team that I think could be a contender. And I've got a chance to maybe get in and play if something, you know, I don't want to speak anything out there, but, you know, you're a snap away from being on the field on a contender in a good situation, an organization you like, as opposed to going to Cleveland and being that blank show.
Yeah, I agree.